Good morning, this is Cameron and Maddie with your 9 a.m. Z-Lines. 80 million tag on cost of living relief will give thousands of Queenslanders free qualifications and paid traineeships. Up to 15,000 vulnerable job seekers will be given an opportunity with community-based non-for-profit organisations to get on job training through Skilling Queenslander Work Program. Minister for Skills Development, Lance McCallum, says that this is the first formal qualification some Queenslanders may have. Across 94 organisations and 166 projects statewide, job seekers will gain qualifications and real-world experiences across a range of priority industries, including construction, education, retail, community service, health and hospitality. A new era has arrived for the Queensland Fire Department, with the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, QFES, becoming the Queensland Fire Department, QFD, as of today. Minister for Fire and Disaster Recovery, Nikki Boyd, says that the launch of QFD means the same trusted services to Queensland with the added benefits of increased funding, more equipment, training, and resourcing for both QFR and RFSQ. Increasing population growth and climate change issues have renewed the focus on firefighting in Queensland. This new QFD department will be dedicated to these challenges.
The Australian Republic Movement has acknowledged the swearing of Australia's new Governor-General Samantha Mostyn this week by King Charles. National Director and CEO of the Australian Republic Movement, Isaac Jeffrey, cautions the representation of the Governor-General, saying the Australian's Governor-General is not a representative of the Aussie people, but rather she is a representative of the British King. The swearing-in ceremony will be attended today in Canberra by parliamentary representatives from across the country. Climate activists associated with Blockade Australia have pledged to continue obstructing railways in the port of Newcastle for the past 6 days. One of the activists, Jasmine, hung from a tree attached to the monopole that blocked all trains coming in and out of the port for 2 hours last Sunday night. She says it's not just about the coal, but the systems that allow climate to slow and societal collapse, while politicians, people in power, only worry about themselves. Blockade Australia reports 12 coordinated actions since the last protests, and 11 people have been charged with the alleged activities. The protest continues to delay railway service and draw climate action. CSIRO is working closely with California, testing water quality in sites across Australia, aiming to enhance AquaWatch services and its delivery of water quality and forecast updates globally. The CSIRO and partners in California are looking to build and improve the system for use overseas and here in Australia. CSIRO's Dr. Alex Held says it's a chance to share experiences and knowledge as we test the system and collaborate with global experts facing similar water quality challenges. This project contributes to a memorandum of understanding signed between the California state government and the Australian government last year.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy with a high chance of rain and possible thunderstorms. It is currently 19 with an expected maximum of 21 degrees. The fire danger is no risk and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That is all for your news at 9 a.m.